You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho is one of only six states that does not invest in preschool options for families who have children between the ages of 3 and 5 years old. And research is showing that if a young child doesn't have the right kinds of interactions in the first few years of life, their brain just doesn't build itself properly. This Wednesday will be Early Learning Day at the Idaho State Capitol. The day will focus on what quality learning looks like for young children. Joining me live in studio to talk more about early learning are Beth Oppenheimer, Executive Director for the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, and Rod Grammer, the President and CEO at Idaho Business for Education. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
You know, we've had both of you on before. We've talked quite a bit about early education, but why is it so critical?
Well, it's so critical because there's so many children in Idaho that don't have opportunities and access to high-quality early learning. And the result and the impact of that is that many of our kids are entering kindergarten without the foundational skills that they need to be prepared when they enter school.
And what's interesting to me, Rod, is that sometimes we think, well, it's just kindergarten. But there's a domino effect.
There's a domino effect, like, and it's getting worse, Gemma. Year before last, 2017, 50% of our kids came into kindergarten not ready to learn how to read. And this last fall, it was 55%. So we're really moving in the wrong direction. And the problem is that these kids don't have a fair opportunity to be successful at the start of their educational journey. And then they fall behind right at the starting line. And then many of them never catch up. And they just don't have a good opportunity to be successful.
So the point of Early Education Day at the Capitol is to really give a voice and a face, frankly, mm-hmm. Beth, to what early education looks like.
It's to raise awareness mm-hmm. around the importance of investing in early childhood education. And on Wednesday, we're going to have a variety of different programs that will be showing what early learning looks like. We will have, for instance, block play happening the first floor of the Capitol, where we've got different stations of blocks. And that really shows how kids learn through play. It's really important that folks understand that when we talk about early childhood education, we're not talking about children sitting at desks with mm-hmm. pencils and doing worksheets and things like that. It's really learning through play. And research shows that learning through playing with blocks really enhances and develops their early literacy and their early math skills.
And when we look at early education, this seems to be an uphill battle in our state to find funding for this. Do you think that that will change over time?
I do. I think that it's not a question of if we're going to have earlier learning. It's a question of when are we going to have it. And it's one of the toughest issues in the Idaho legislature. But we also feel like we've got some things going for us now. We've got a good plan in what we call the Idaho School Readiness Act, which is really hits all the Idaho values. The second is that we have a governor with Brad Little who is sympathetic to the issue for the first time in a long time. So we feel like we have some wind to our back, and we have a chance to get this done sometime in the next little while.
In addition to that, what we're seeing is more Idahoans are speaking out in support of investing. In the last 2 years, we've had two very significant surveys and polls that have shown tremendous Idaho support. Idaho AYC, we commissioned a poll in 2017 that showed that 76% of voters in Idaho support investments for preschool opportunities for children. Just a couple weeks ago, Boise State released their statewide survey that showed a significant amount of folks that wanted to support preschool. And one of the questions also asked, do you believe that Idaho should invest more in preschool opportunities, even if it meant paying more taxes? Mm. And 54% of folks that responded said yes. So we're seeing more of this bubble up as mm-hmm. well.
And Gemma, I might add that Beth's poll was conducted by More Information out of Portland, And More Information is one of the most credible Republican pollsters in the country. He actually does the polling for most of Idaho's Republican office holders. So her poll, which shows overriding support for early education, was conducted by a strong Republican pollster with a lot of credibility. So I think we could take it to the bank.
And it's so critical that we talk about this and we move forward with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is so critical to our state, because when you look at our reading scores and other things, and you look at our math scores, you look at our SAT scores, go on rate, it all starts when these kids start school. Mm-hmm. And you can see in those early numbers the problems that we have downstream. And that's why it's so critical to get these kids off to a good start.
I'm speaking with Executive Director for the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, Beth Oppenheimer, and Rod Grammer, the President and CEO at Idaho Business for Education. And Rod, you mentioned the Idaho School Readiness Act. Talk to me a little bit about what that is for people who may not be aware of this.
Well, it is an act that creates a partnership between local communities and the state. The state has two basic roles under the proposed legislation. It creates the high standards for what early learning looks like, because we know only high standards really make a change. And it provides that the state would provide 50% of the funding per mm-hmm. child. But local communities would come together in what we call collaboratives, which would be people who can bring financial or in-kind contributions to the effort. And the collaborative's responsibility is to come up with the other 50% of the funding and decide which programs in their local communities are best to serve the kids. So it's voluntary. It creates this partnership. It's parental choice. It's got all the Idaho values, and I think it could be the framework that we eventually get adopted.
Is this part of what we've seen in the Boise School District with some of these collaborations
exactly.
that we've seen with the city?
We're starting to call them collaboratives, but that's exactly what P16 in Caldwell is, what the Boise Vista Neighborhood Project mm-hmm. is. Up in Idaho City, they've had this for 16 years. And
Julieta Kendrick is a new one. Yeah. And what we're seeing is more communities are coming together mm-hmm. to solve this issue at the local level. But what we also know about all of these existing examples is that they're not sustainable, because they all rely on braiding and blending different funding streams to exist. And so with the Idaho School Readiness Act, what that would do is it would provide state funding to help sustain these programs and keep them going. But we're seeing more and more of those bubbling up. And it's one of the projects that we're doing at Idaho AYC is to continue with mm-hmm. this and help communities build local collaborative preschools.
But to be clear with this Readiness Act is that it's 50% of the funding would come from the state. So it's not asking state, you fund 100% of this.
That's one of the strengths of this approach, is that the day this passes and gets funded, there's not going to be like a $60 million bill for the state of Idaho. This will grow organically. It'll grow. We'll start serving as many kids as we can when we get an appropriation. And I think that's, you know, it's one of the downsides of this act is it's not universal, but there are only a handful of states in the country where it is already. Mm. But the upside to this is that we can organically grow it. And I think that's one of the strengths and one of the reasons I hope that the legislature eventually sees this as a solution.
And when we look at a district like Idaho City, where this has been in place now, as you said, Rod, 16 years, there's research to back it up in just the sense of looking at the kids who have gone through this program.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And what we're seeing is that the third grade reading scores since the program has been implemented, they went from 30% to almost 95% mm-hmm. of the children reading at grade level. The only two children that did not meet benchmark on those third grade reading scores are the only two kids that did not participate in that preschool program. And what they're also seeing is, it's actually been 18 years
wow.
now, and what they're
yeah,
also seeing
true.
Is from that preschool program to go on, their go-on rates have actually increased as well.
Right.
So we really do have Idaho data that shows that continuum of education and the success that it has for children just by participating in a high-quality preschool program.
And Rod, let's just talk about the economics of this in the sense that we know that if children are not ready for school, as we talked about, there is a domino effect. Mm-hmm. They may not graduate high school, or if they do, they may not go on.
Right.
And frankly, the state of Idaho loses money.
Well, it does. You know, Jemma, as you know, we talked about this on a few weeks ago. Idaho has the 60% goal of getting 60% of our 25, 34-year-olds to hold a post-secondary credential. They will not get a post-secondary credential if they can't read. And we have way too many kids who can't read. And if we could hit that 60% goal, the state of Idaho will collect $500 million more dollars in tax receipts because the wages will go up, we'll have more educated people. Education will pay for itself, but it all begins with reading. It's the foundation of all learning. So the best return on our investment could be getting kids off to a good start.
And in addition to that, what we see in the K through 12 system as well, the cost savings that we see in K through 12, it's much more expensive to remediate a child than it is to ensure that they have those skills ready that very first day of school, because the achievement gap starts on that first day and it never gets better. And so what we're spending on remediation, et cetera, is much more costly than if we just did it from the beginning. Pay now or pay later, if you will. Right.
So where are you at then in bringing something forward to the legislature? Will there be something this session?
Well, we can't promise. We came within a hair last session of getting a hearing on this. Unfortunately, we ran out of time. But we hope that we can at least get it introduced so that we can start a discussion around it. Because I think the more rank-and-file legislators understand it, that it's not universal, that it's not sitting in seats, you know, doing tests and things like that, I think the more legislators are exposed to it, the more they're going to understand that this is a pretty good solution to a problem that we're going to eventually have to solve in Idaho. It's just, we cannot be just the last state in the country to invest in this. And I want to really say this is not a Democratic or Republican issue. Republican governors all across the state of the United States are championing this. In fact, one of the strongest programs is in Mississippi, where the legislature is 80% Republican and they got a whole Republican delegation at the statewide level. So this is not a Republican-Democratic issue. It's a children's issue. It's an economic issue. It's, you know, so that we need to get that across.
And Beth, Early Education Day again, Wednesday at the Capitol.
At the Capitol, stop by and you can experience and see some of our children experiencing learning through play and really building those early learning foundational skills that they need. It'll be a fun day.
Well, and I think it's critical to talk about this. So hopefully the more we talk about it, the more action we see.
Thank you.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest, Executive Director for the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, Beth Oppenheimer, and President and CEO at Idaho Business for Education, Rod Grammer. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jemma.